And welcome back to the subject, and today I'll be discussing the kind of concept of like the knockoff movies, like in the kind of context or such that you'd have a movie like the Terminator, and then that at the same time that that one would come out, we have something like. Something like this Splurgeonator or something like that. Like, oh, like it sounds so similar to the big famous movie, but however, it's like, oh, it's here's that movie you're telling me about, and it's already on a video. And like, huh? Oh, really? It is. And then you like kind of watch it, like, oh, yeah, this is awful. This is. Really, really, really atrocious. But then, like, we have other the ones where the dwarves like it's a knockoff, but it's as good or kind of as the regular movie. It was kind of wrong. I kind of like say that, hey, there's some good ones, but then again, like, it's all kind of relative in the context of, oh, hey, like, this is, it is kind of schlocky, and, I have seen a bit of a question of, okay, like, I would, would the would disaster movie count as a knockoff if it has references to all these big names? But then also, it's much more of a parody than a knockoff of all these other big name. Like movies, because it doesn't stick to one, like one specific movie. It goes through many, but oh, okay. I kind of would have to ask a bit for, okay. Like, actually, would you, the audience, consider the Hot Shots to be a knockoff of Top Gun? Because Hot Shots is a retelling of the Top Gun, but however, it has enough of its own story, because Hot Shots, the Navy has decided, do we go with the plane, with the F-8 plane, or do we go off with the KO-12? And you have this Navy Army guy who's like, all right, I am visibly on the side of the Navy, but however, I'm working with the bad guys, and they betrayed me, so I will switch sides at the very last second. Okay, yeah, it's a knockoff in that kind of context, but then again, also, it's much more parodying the Top Gun in many of the scenes and plot points. But then also, like, we have some studios who are like, hey, Disney is releasing this cartoon about a mermaid. Let's make our own Little Mermaid cartoon in 2 months, and we will hire We will hire these people from Asia to do all of the animations, and we will pay these checks $500 to to record everything. And, and we we finished 3 weeks ahead of schedule. Let's dump it down to as many Blockbusters and video rental stores as we can, because we want to get to the market first. So they do, and as many parents be like, hey, little kid, you keep on telling me about the mermaid, and here is the Little Mer Girl adventure. No, it's not like, also they would have others where, like, it would be the same name, of the, Disney would have Mulan, and then sort of the knockoff would be The Real Adventures of Mulan, and it would have a very similar, the box and art and stuff to Disney's Mulan. Be like, hey, look, you said you wanted to watch Mulan, and this is The Real Adventures of Mulan. Yes, I can totally see where you can be confused into that, because it's Mulan, as in the both cases. The box was the same, the artwork was the same. Yes, I can totally get it. And then, of course, there's something else, the Transformers movie versus Transmorphers the movie. I totally understand where your confusion is. This is the same sort of name, and this is kind of the same kind of plot of these giant robot alien things coming to Earth, and they're fighting on Earth and fighting, and that's but the Transmorphers has a budget that's like 1/1,000,000,000th the size or the amount as trans the Transmorphers do. You totally get it, but be also like that, like, this is awful. And they're like there is this knockoff Sherlock Holmes movie. Like, I didn't see all of it, but I saw parts of it, or maybe saw like an online review of it, where they gave it a shorter, and I was like, the Sherlock Holmes like solving these murders in London, and the person who commits it is a person who, if they get angry, become a giant man-eating T-Rex. I was like, okay, that's very, that doesn't make any kind of sense. And I've read many of the Sherlock Holmes stories. I've even listened to the Sherlock Holmes on the radio. Yes, they made Sherlock Holmes on the radio, and as well I've seen the Sherlock Holmes on TV and film. And and most of the time that they would do a Sherlock Holmes, it's based on the books, comma, short stories, comma, these actual stuff you read about him. And in much of the ones that I have read and have listened and have seen, he doesn't fight this crazy magical stuff, which, there is a comic book out there, a whole comic book, the series, The League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, where where they take the most famous The characters from the fiction that were released like hundreds of years ago. Like Sherlock Holmes, like James Bond, like the Mina and Dracula, like Captain Nemo, the John Carter of Mars, and take these well-known book figures dash heroes dash villains, and they turn them into a superhero type of team, or like a group heroes who have to stop this evil mastermind person. And yes, it gets a little bit into the fantasy because some of the heroes that are chosen have the machines or powers which are not real world-ish, if you know what I mean. But then again, that one, it takes a bunch of like the heroes or villains or such from the well-known books of the century or the last 2 centuries and turn them into a group. But then again, also like that's not fully connected to the Sherlock Holmes that we get by the Doyle. But however, it's because when the league was written, the Holmes was the yeah the Holmes and many of those characters I mentioned became public domain, so you could tell whatever type of story you want to tell with that. So yeah, but then the kind of bit back to knockoffs. I am a bit more familiar with the cartoon knockoffs. I believe that my parents got me a few of them. Like for example, Aladdin. The roughly the same time that Aladdin by Disney was coming out, that there was a you know, like there was an Aladdin, the cartoon. That was the like first to market, first to the video store, and I have some. Members of it, but then like the and then for like the whenever I'm talking with my friends and like classmates and whatnot, and like I bring up the letter, and they're like, oh hey, and like I should like the this thing happened. Oh, okay, wait. So the letter that I saw didn't have that. So I must have been watching some kind of fever pitch dream about yeah, this Aladdin movie. Like I totally what kind of Aladdin? Oh, then like a few years ago, I was on the YouTube and I put in YouTube and like I watched this movie review guy called Phaelus, and he was doing my whole series on the cartoons released by the Good Time Pictures, and like oh, and then like he did the sort of Aladdin, like oh wait, those things totally look like the cartoon that I saw when I was younger. Oh my god, I didn't imagine it. I totally did not imagine this cartoon Aladdin like film. Oh man, I, wow, I, and then like the yeah, and then like so there's another one I kind of have some memories of seeing, like yeah, which is a, the Three Musketeers cartoon, because like again, do I talk to my friends? Much of the Three Musketeers that they were talking about was live action, no, be a cartoon. But then like, oh, wait, oh, okay, like actually, like now that with the advent, with the kind of reviews that Phyllis was doing, as well as the. The YouTube having many of these knockoff cartoons and movies on it for free, like, oh, okay, oh, yeah, I, like, wow, I totally wasn't imagining it. Like, it totally was a thing, and like, I, wow, like, this thing has been like so kind of useful in like saying like, oh my god, like things that I thought I saw as a kid. I was like, oh man, like this is not what everyone else I know like is saying about this movie. Like, oh yeah. But also, which kind of like in a tiny bit, it's like, oh, I'm pretty sure that like everyone here is aware of Titanic the movie. But are you guys aware of the Titanic the cartoon? Well, actually, there is around three separate, not related, Titanic the cartoon, and actually, all of them came or the yeah, like yeah, yeah came from Italy. Yeah, I saw parts of it. Like, I didn't see all three of these the cartoon Titanic movie, but then I also saw parts of it. But the, like the like that during one of the kind of main reason they want to talk about, yeah, in one of the Titanic cartoon movies, there is a rapping dog who saves a the mouse, a like a like a very like stereotypical Mexican mouse. And I'm like, oh my god, like, oh my, like, oh my god. Like, be like, be like, someone decided, yes, we will do a Titanic movie. It will have talking animals. Not every animal that we see is a talking animal. This dog, hey, let's make him the most gangster style dog around. And let's have him save this very Mexican stand-in type of mouse from a cat, and then to the make it much more obvious, let's have the dog do a rap to say, "You're welcome," to this mouse who said, "Thank you for saving me." And I'm like, oh my god, like, oh my god, this is like, I cannot stop laughing at how like silly and stupid this is. Like, I truly have no idea how on earth anyone's really, let's do this. Let's put it in a movie, and let's release it roughly at the same time that the James Cameron Titanic movie comes out. And people are like, oh, hello kids, here is Titanic, the movie, for you to rent. So please stop asking us to take you to the cinema. And like, oh yeah, like this is, yeah, I was like, oh, like, yeah, I, yeah, like, you know, like this is kind of like stuff that, like, yeah, I have no idea how on earth like people can mistake mockbuster type of movies for the real ones. But again, also, yeah, like, I think that the people who make these mockbusters, these knockoffs, this stuff, know that, yeah, like, parents are stressed out. People are like tired from work and stuff like that, and they will go in and be like, "Oh, hey, yeah, man, like this looks and sounds like the stuff that my kid is talking about. So let's give it to him, and hey, and the and so I can have some moments of quiet and damn and sleep it off." But yeah, I'm not fully sure. Like, they be like, if this model of like it's like guys going in and cashing in on the this the like they like big name, but whoever is they twist on it. So the yes, instead of a Kung Fu Panda, it's a Kung Flu Panda. Like, okay, yeah, like sure, it's a bit of a funny name, and sure, it looks kind of like the DreamWorks, the poster, but then, once you start watching it, like, okay, yeah, like this is totally not the same movie, and yeah, I'm not sure, like, how on earth they can justify putting all of these stuff around, if you know what I mean. But again, there is a market for people watch like who enjoy watching the knockout movies, and like probably is like a market for like, hey, yeah, I don't like this big thing, but whatever, so I'll be able to prove that I don't like it. I will talk about the knockoff as if that knockoff is the real big major blockbuster. So, ha! I'm better than you that way. Like, dude, that's not a good look on you. But, okay, yeah, like, yeah, what is your favorite knockoff movie? Or, what's your favorite mockbuster? So, guys, please don't hesitate to email in to nostalgic_gamer@hotmail.com. Again, nostalgic_gamer@hotmail.com. Twitter @RGVpodcast. Yeah, @RGV, uppercase, podcast, lowercase. And this is the host signing off.